Let's lead off with local law enforcement saying the job is not yet done in the death of 8-year-old Rika Rountree. Cynthia Baker of Normal was convicted on all counts Tuesday and faces up to life in prison for chronically abusing and ultimately killing Rika, who was her boyfriend Richard Rountree's daughter. Home videos and text messages documenting the abuse were shown to jurors at Baker's 5-day trial. In those videos and messages, Richard Rountree appeared aware of at least some of the abuse. When asked about Richard's status at a press conference yesterday, McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp said only that it remains an ongoing investigation.
There may be others criminally culpable for events that took place.
Knapp and Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner praised their staffs for their work on the case, which quickly moved from arrest to verdict in just 7 months. Rika's death has led to criticism of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services for its handling of her case and other child deaths. In Rika's case, the key question was why authorities in 2016 sent Rika to live with her father and Baker. She was a woman who twice before was placed on a list of known child abusers. DCFS repeatedly investigated Richard Rountree and Cynthia Baker for abuse, but those claims were determined to be unfounded. Knapp declined to comment when asked if he had concerns about DCFS and its handling of the case.
There will be a full review of everything that went on, but I don't think now's the time to comment on that.
Mary Cole is one of the lead prosecutors in the case. She says it's possible lawmakers will use Rika's case to make changes to child protection laws. She declined to offer specifics, but said there are some very simple things that could have been done to prevent her death.
Hopefully, when all of this is over, we can have some tough conversations about what can be done differently in the future so that her death is not in vain.
Chief Bleichner says he was proud of the conviction, but also angry.
I'm angry because in looking at the facts in this case, it was so senseless, so unnecessary, and it was so preventable. My hope moving forward is that from tragedy can come some opportunity, though. An opportunity to raise awareness, to educate, and as a community to stand up for abuse in all of its forms.
Cynthia Baker will be sentenced January 31st.